to learn that there are two ways of living this crazy life. We can either choose to live our days in limbo, letting life happen to us and merely reacting, or we can choose to live our days with intention, with purposeful awareness to the things that truly, truly matter. Because we're here for a short time, you guys. So how do we want to live? As you listen to today's episode, please consider it your personal sign to pause for a single moment and recalibrate. So stay tuned for the conversation and let's recalibrate together. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Being Allowed podcast. As always, I am your host, Bibi Shea, and I'm super excited for today's conversation. Haseha, it's going to be a little more personal, a little more reflective, and I believe it's one of those episodes where it's a result of حاجة أنا بفكر فيها وحاجة that I've personally been going through or thinking about أو كده. بس في نفس الوقت هي حاجة حاسها كلنا ممكن relate to on some level. وحاسة إنه أنا recently عملت like a pause كده, وقفة مع نفسي وقعدت consider و reflect حاجات كتيرة. فحسيت اللي هو why not make this episode one where I encourage you guys to pause with me and reflect with me, because it's important to do that. So I turned 31 this past, what was it, Saturday, the 4th of February. Obviously, يعني ما أعرفش دايما بحس اللي هو with New Year's, حتى whether it's like the New Year or if it's just my birthday or whatever, I like to take a moment to pause and reflect on certain things. وأقعد مع نفسي كده أشوف كده, you know, how was the previous year for me, what worked, what didn't work, وفي نفس الوقت أشوف how I want to move forward in the coming year. As I reflected on my entering into the 31st year, I inevitably also thought of closing my 30th year. وافتكرت الطريقة اللي أنا دخلت بيها سنة الثلاثين, وجمعت إنه حاسة اللي هو قبل, يعني وأنا صغيرة كان بالنسبة لي إنها الناس اللي عندها 30 سنة دي اللي هو تانتو وأنكل, عارفين. و I considered them so old and so wise, وأكيد الناس دي بقى نحترمها بقى وكده. بس يعني respect is important obviously, بس it's funny that I'm now this person. I'm now التونت دي. لو حد قال لي تونت هقتله, بس يعني ما علينا. افتكرت كده انه وانا بقول باي باي للعشرينات بتاعتي سنة اللي فاتت, وانا كده I was like lacing up for my 30th year, I was full of excitement. Even though, you know, flipping the page on an entire decade هي حاجة مخيفة يعني, أو حاجة بتيجي بمشاعر بقى اللي هو يا نهاري أنا كبرت بقى وعجزت, ويا ترى أنا أنجزت إيه في حياتي وكده. بس السنة اللي فاتت أنا فاكرة كويس قوي إنه instead of feeling depressed for the fact that I was getting older, I felt so happy and so relieved. كنت حاسة إن أكني في حاجة اتشالت من على صدري كده اللي هو yes, I'm ready to enter my 30s, I'm ready for this new decade, I'm ready to close the door, shut the door on my 20s. عشان في العشرينات عامه I was like مقبلة على الحياة, which we would think is a good thing. بس أنا يمكن كنت مقبلة على الحياة بشوية بزيادة, إن أنا ما كنتش بعقل مشاعري, which is a concept جديد كده جمعته, يعني اللي هو هو حلو ان احنا نبقى عايشين حياتنا بقلبنا, وان قلبنا يبقى حاجة قوية قوي that is like driving us, and that we consider, you know, it's important to consider our emotions, it's important for our emotions to be a big part of our lives, because we are emotional beings as humans كلنا. بس مهم ان احنا نعقل مشاعرنا دي برضو, لان there's a really good balance between our minds and our hearts. ف I think ده درس اتعلمته متأخر قوي قوي, لما لسعت نفسي لما حطيت نفسي في مواقف where كان قلبي هو اللي بيتصرف من غير لما أفكر طب التصرف ده في مصلحتي ولا مش في مصلحتي، التصرف ده هيبقى كويس ولا مش هيبقى كويس. فبالتالي في العشرينات بتاعتي I made some mistakes I took some decisions that led to some of the biggest regrets of my whole life and caused me to have to deal and heal في حاجات كتيرة قوي. And of course this was a very painful thing. In my 30s, I feel like I'm able to still have this like child at heart and I'm still able to appreciate and value emotion awi awi awi, especially after, you know, I went through a very long healing process after my divorce and after all of that. فدلوقتي قادرة أقول إن أنا okay, I'm healed and I am much more level-headed, much more able to be balanced. لأني مش كل حاجة بعملها from a place of pain and hurt. وthat being said, رجعت تاني أقدر قوي المشاعر وأقدر قوي the heart element of things. بس حاسة الفرق بقى في التلاتينات إن أنا برضو مهما أنا حسيت بمشاعر مثلا let's say whatever مضايقة or whatever، أنا هعرف أحكم مشاعر المضايقة دي بعقلي وأقوله اللي هو طيب لو حد عصبني مثلا مش هتعصب قوي زي ما كنت هتعصب زمان لاني هبقى بشغل مخي، فهتبقى الاندفاع مش بالمشاعر بس هيبقى الاندفاع بالمخ. ما علينا، all that to say إنه I was very happy to flip the page last year. بس السنة دي my 30th year also, even though I did a lot of like, you know, reflection وكده عند سن 29 as I entered the 30s, the 30th year itself for me was very very مليانة كده بكلوجر، لأن فضلت لسه أقفل ببان كانت متوربة، فضلت لسه find كده completion في حاجات معينة that were very edifying, very growing بالنسبة لي السنة اللي فاتت. But as I came to turn the page on the 30th year وأجهز نفسي كده وأنا داخلة ال 31، قعدت أفكر كده في the ways that I've changed, the ways that my perspective has changed. وحاسة إنه the thing that really struck me, the thing that really قعدت معايا كده كانت إنه زمان لما كنت باجي أعمل ال reflection بتاع العيد ميلاد ده it was more about what I want وكده، بس the future was very open, was very full of possibilities. حاسة انه دلوقتي yes the future still is very open and very full of possibilities and I am a very hopeful person عامة and I think I'm an optimist يعني for sure. لكن I had to incorporate some realism with that optimism as well. لأن now I've experienced a lot of pain and now that I've experienced that pain I feel like I can't go on the rest of my life pretending like I haven't experienced that pain. You know what I mean? ساعات كده الحياة بيحصل فيها حاجات بتغيرنا ومينفعش مهما احنا اتغيرنا مهما احنا مثلا لو الحاجات دي وجعتنا مهما احنا we healed we can't pretend like we can move forward as if this thing never happened. لأن these things have impacts on our lives, right? So for me, my divorce for sure left an impact على حياتي. Even though I have healed, even though I have completely flipped the page and completely moved over and moved on, and I really do like this version of myself so much more now. بس على قد ما أنا دلوقتي في مكان تحفة، على قد ما أنا ما ينفعش أمثل إنه طلاقي ما حصلش. نفس الحكاية، when I lost Filfil, I lost Filfil, he's my dog. For those, maybe this is your first episode listening. He was my dog and I lost him in the worst possible way. And he wasn't just like a dog. He wasn't just a pet بالنسبة لي. هو كان حاجة أكبر قوي و I lost him بطريقة بشعة وفي وقت بشعة بالنسبة لي. This led me to experience such a profound, deep, earthquaking pain that changed me. And even if it didn't change me, اللي هو ان انا بقيت انسانة bitter وكده, which thank God I did not turn into one of those. بس I am now aware that this kind of pain exists. عارفين كلنا بنتولد كده very new to this earth, very new to like all the experiences. فبنبقى عارفين انه اوكي دي نار, بس مش عارفين ان لو حطينا ايدينا في النار هنتوجع. ولو مهما حد قال لنا ما نحطش ايدينا في النار عشان لو حطينا ايدينا في النار هنتحرق والحرق ده بيوجع, احنا مش فاهمين يعني ايه بيوجع. لو حد عمره في حياته ما توجع, يبقى لما حد يقول له ما تعملش كده عشان هتتوجع, this isn't much of a threat, لان I don't understand what this concept of pain even means, right? فهحط ايدي في النار وهتلسع وهتوجع قوي وهجمع this is what it means to experience this kind of pain, therefore المرة الجاية مش هحط ايدي في النار. بس أنا حاسة إن الحياة مش دايما بتبقى بالسهولة دي, مش دايما بنحط إيدينا في نار, أو مش دايما بنختبر حاجة بتوجعنا فنقدر نقول أنا في بعد كده مش هعمل الحاجة دي عشان ما توجعش. لأن ساعات الحاجات اللي بتوجع دي بتحصل لنا, مش بتبقى ناتجة عن إن إحنا أخدنا قرار إن إحنا نحط صبعنا في النار. I don't know if this makes any sense, but that's kind of how I felt. I felt as though I have experienced over the past 30 years, زينا كلنا يعني كل ما بنكبر كل ما الحياة بتبقى real أكتر, وكل ما الوجع بيبقى مختلف, وساعات الوجع المختلف ده بيجي في حتة very deep و very sore عندنا بتغيرنا. فأنا زي زيكو, and I'm just sharing my specifics because you guys are homies now who know the specifics of my life. But yeah, like now that I've experienced this kind of loss, whether it was the loss of losing friends الفترة اللي فاتت, or whether it was the loss of divorce, which was a very absurd and horrible kind of loss, or if it was the loss due to death, which I lost Filfil, and I have lost dear ones in the past as well. But now that I've experienced the pain, the profound pain, ما ينفعش أعدي حياتي بعد كده أكن الوجع ده عمره ما حصل. But what I have discovered is that the knowledge of this pain, the knowledge of the existence of this kind of pain, brings with it also a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear. لأني لما اختبرت الوجع المعين ده اكتشفت إيه ده؟ I don't have as much autonomy and agency over my life as I think I have. أنا الناس, أنا مش هختار إمتى حبايبي هيسيبوني, مش هختار إمتى أنا هسيب العالم, مش هختار هموت إزاي, مش هختار عمتاً الحاجات. Like life is very unexpected and it can be very unexpected. وكتير قوي من الوجع اللي أنا عديت بيه في السنين اللي فاتت كان unexpected. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, I have all this anxiety and all this fear due to at the A, I don't want the unexpected. I want to have as much control over as much of my life as is humanly possible in order to avoid at least الخضة بتاعت ان حاجة تحصل فجأة. بس then immediately with this fear and with this anxiety, I'm humbled into إني أفتكر وأجمع وأكتشف إنه لأ, هو في تواضع معين بيجي مع إن أنا مش عارفة, تواضع معين بيجي مع إنه أنا مقدرش أكنترول لأن أنا مش ربنا, فأنا مش عارفة إيه اللي هيحصل. لأن all it takes is مكالمة واحدة مثلا وحياتنا ممكن تتغير. All it takes is one piece of information or one wrong decision, one wrong move, and our lives can change forever. And this isn't to be depressing or morbid ولا أي حاجة, but it's just a reality check. It's حاجة محتاجين نقف عندها نجمع إنه إحنا مش عارفين, وإحنا في حاجات نقدر نتحكم فيها, زي إنه أوكي أنا عارفة إنه مثلا بيجي السكر أو بيجي الضغط أو بيجي whatever لما we live unhealthy lives or when we live lives that مش بنلعب رياضة أو مش بناكل أكل صح أو whatever. أوكي, فإيه اللي أقدر أتحكم فيه هو إنه النهاردة أو دلوقتي أنا هاكل صح وهلعب رياضة صح. بس ده مش هيمنع الحاجة إن هي تحصل إذا هي مفروض تحصل, if it's gonna happen anyway, إذا ربنا أراد إن هي تحصل. This reminds us إن إحنا مش ربنا. بس علينا responsibility ناحية الحاجات that we do have control over. I have a responsibility to take care of my body as long as it's healthy, as long as I know better. أنا علي responsibility. بعد كده إيه اللي هيحصل؟ ده في إيد ربنا. فمفروض نعمل إيه بقى في الجزء بتاع إنه طب أنا عملت كل اللي عليا وأخدت بالي من نفسي وعملت 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 بس جالي المرض anyway أو جالي الخبر الوحش anyway or I discovered that I lost someone that I love anyway. I think I've been wrestling with this a lot not just since my birthday but very shortly before my birthday as well. ابتدت الفكرة دي تلعب في دماغي أكتر اللي هو يلاوي I can't control everything and I am bombarded with all this pain and all this anxiety and I have so much of it and I'm not gonna lie, like it's something I wrestle with and fight with almost on a daily basis في حياتي. بس I've been reflecting on it مثلا بالي اسبوع وقدر اقول لكم انه I've come up with like 3 things that I can say I've learned over the past 31 years or 30 years وزي I consolidated them دلوقتي into just 3 things that can help us all live lives that are more intentional, lives that are more purposeful and meaningful. مش ان احنا مستنين بلاوي الحياة تحصل لنا, لأ, بس انه with the knowledge انه life is absurd, life is crazy, and we are not God and we don't have control over everything. So as we live this life with the knowledge of our finitude, I feel like in order for us to live life well, في ثلاث حاجات ممكن نحطهم في مخنا يساعدونا أكتر على إن إحنا نبقى مبسوطين وراضين ومفتوحين لكل البوتنشال بتاع الحياة. أول حاجة هي إن إحنا نقول للناس اللي إحنا بنحبهم إن إحنا بنحبهم في كل فرصة. حاسة إنه I feel like in this day and age, confessing to someone or telling someone that you love them is for some reason also tied together with weakness or vulnerability. And for some reason, vulnerability isn't perceived as something good, right? But I want us to break that. I want us to be able to walk up to people that we love and people that we appreciate a wee في حياتنا ونقول لهم, hey, I love you and I appreciate you. Maybe write a letter to somebody that you love. Maybe have that be a habit, have that be something, a practice that you do often. لما حد معين يجي في بالك وتفتكر ايه ده انا بحب قوي الشخص ده, ليه ما تقولوش؟ ليه ما ترفعش سماعة التليفون وتقوله؟ ليه ما تروحش تديله حضن؟ ليه ما تكتبلوش جواب او تجيب له حاجة هو نفسه فيها؟ Like, this should be something that we do so, so much more intentionally. لأنه we don't know. And yet we are creatures who are walking around with so much love in our hearts. And this love should be passed forward. It should be given very, very generously. So that's the first thing. Second thing is remembering and احنا we can only ever take it one day at a time. The thing about anxiety and fear is ان هما بيعيشونا في المستقبل اللي احنا منقدرش نتحكم فيه. وساعات خوفنا من المستقبل ده بيبقى في مخنا justified and very valid لان احنا بيبقى مربوط بالماضي. يمكن أنا خايفة حاجة في المستقبل تحصل شبه حاجة already حصلت, حاجة already أنا عارفاها لأنها حصلت, زي الأوجاع اللي أنا لسه قايلة لكم إن أنا I can't pretend I don't know them anymore. But fear and anxiety will make me live in reflection of the past in a way that cannot control the future. And that's really no way to live at all. أنا لو هعيش في المستقبل هتجنن, لو عايش مرعوبة من الحاجات اللي أنا مقدرش أتحكم فيها هتجنن. ف there's a reminder here to just take it one day at a time. That's all we know. It's all we can ever know. ليه؟ لأن إحنا بني أدمين, إحنا محدودين, ما نقدرش نعرف المستقبل. بس نقدر نعرف إن المستقبل مش شرط هيبقى زي اللي فات, يمكن يبقى أحسن قوي ويمكن يحصل فيه حاجات بتوجع أكتر قوي كمان. ف therefore we need to take it one day at a time. وخلي بالكم that this takes a lot of humility. بياخد تواضع قوي قوي ان انا اعيش كل يوم بيومه. واخر حاجة حساها, حاسة ان هو درس قوي كده فكرت فيه, هو انه ironically the concept of hope, our hope comes from knowing that we do not know. Our hope comes from knowing إن إحنا محدودين وإن إحنا we are limited. And you'd say, why? Why? How is this a hope? إن أنا أبعرف إن أنا I'm limited وإن أنا I don't have control or agency. There is hope in that because it means we have to lean on something bigger. It means we have to lean on something that you know, can be strong enough, can be big enough. And that can be whatever you want it to be. For me, it is God. For me, this is leaning on a God that is so much bigger than مشاكل حياتي. But I know that not everybody has that or believes that. And we all have very different beliefs برضو عمتن. But عمتن, find something that is constant. Look for something that does not change and lean on that. And that's where the hope comes from. It allows us to live with wonder and with curiosity. But بعرف أنه I'm not in control of anything. فأنا مفتوحة للحياة. Come what may, I will find strength in the day of trouble when I need it. My dearest fellow human beings, my fellow finite and imperfect human beings, you are not alone in your finitude. You are not alone in your vulnerability to the madness and chaos of the human experience. You are not alone. But in the fast-paced insanity, may we hold fast to the present moment. May we still the storms in our hearts and minds and rest in knowing that we do not know. And in the meantime, let us live well. Let us choose to live well. And let us live in generous love, taking it one absurd day at a time. And for what it's worth, let me just tell you today that I love you. You are loved. And you are not alone. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Being Allowed podcast. If you feel like you would like to support this show, please click on the support the show link below. It's a button. You can also subscribe for as little as $5 a month to receive exclusive access to bi-weekly exclusive episodes here on the Being Allowed Plus podcast. Otherwise, please like and subscribe and share this with your friends and spread the word. عشان ناس أكتر وأكتر وأكتر تحس إنها مفتوحة لإنها تتكلم عن إنسانيتها من غير كسوف, من غير ما يكون في attachment ل any negativity to the fact that we are human beings who experience this human life, and we are all just doing the best that we can, taking it one day at a time. So thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for supporting this show, for listening, and I can't wait to see you again next time.